WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to How to Be Stoic. Lessons in strength, wisdom, and courage. Today's topic hits close to home, or maybe I should say, hits close to regret, because who hasn't had those moments where we look back and think, man, if only I had. Ever felt like you're stuck in the past, replaying decisions over and over? You know that feeling when you let a missed opportunity or a bad call weigh you down? It's like carrying around this invisible backpack of what-ifs that just gets heavier and heavier. Well, guess what? We're talking about how to shed that pack today, how to let go of those regrets and move forward with more strength and clarity. Here's the deal. Life is a journey, not a destination. There are going to be bumps in the road, detours, maybe even a few flat tires. But dwelling on past mistakes? That's just adding unnecessary weight to your trip. So, how do we break free from that regret loop? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you ditch those what-ifs and embrace a more empowered present. 1. Acknowledge the regret. The first step is to face it head-on. Don't bury your feelings or pretend they don't exist. Accept that you made a mistake, that there are things you wish you had done differently. Pretending it didn't happen won't make it go away. Think of it like this. Ignoring a problem doesn't make it disappear. It just gives it more time to fester and grow. Recognizing your regret is the first step towards healing. It allows you to learn from it and move on. 2. Analyze, don't dwell. Now, don't get stuck analyzing every single detail forever. We're not trying to rehash the past, we're trying to understand it. Ask yourself, what actually happened? Was there anything I could have done differently? Can I learn from this experience to make better choices in the future? Remember, knowledge is power. When you analyze your regret, you gain valuable insights that can guide your decisions moving forward. It's about using the past to fuel a brighter future, not letting it define your present. 3. Forgive yourself. This is huge. You are human, and humans make mistakes. Holding on to self-blame keeps you stuck in that regret spiral. Practice genuine self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a friend who's going through something tough. Remember, forgiveness isn't about forgetting. It's about releasing the negativity that holds you back. 4. Focus on what you can control. Dwelling on what you can't change is a surefire way to feel powerless and stuck. Shift your attention to what you can control. Your thoughts, your actions, your choices moving forward. Make a conscious effort to focus on the present moment and the opportunities that lie ahead. Remember, we're not about dwelling in what-ifs. We're about taking ownership of our lives and creating a future filled with possibilities. 5. Embrace growth. Every mistake, every regret, is an opportunity for growth. It's a chance to learn, to evolve, to become a stronger, wiser version of yourself. View your regrets as stepping stones on your journey, not roadblocks that define you. Remember, it's the challenges we overcome that shape us into who we are. Let me tell you a story. A few years back, I was invited to speak at this big conference. I was excited, but then I started overthinking everything, my speech, my outfit, what if I tripped? The anxiety got so bad I almost canceled. In the end, I went and it was a disaster. I totally bombed the speech, forgot parts of it, and felt like crawling under a rock. At first, I beat myself up about it. But then I realized, this wasn't going to help me. So, I did something different. I analyzed what went wrong, learned from my mistakes, and practiced even harder for future speaking engagements. Now, public speaking is one of my favorite things. It's crazy how a perceived regret can become a springboard for growth. So, what's the takeaway here? We all have regrets. They are a part of life. But they don't have to control us. By acknowledging them, analyzing them, forgiving ourselves, and focusing on what we can control, we can turn those regrets into stepping stones towards a brighter future. Remember, you are stronger than your regrets. Embrace the lessons, move forward with courage, and create a life filled with purpose and meaning. And hey, if this resonated with you, Don't forget to hit that subscribe button and share this episode with anyone who might benefit from hearing it. Let's spread the Stoic wisdom, one conversation at a time. Until next time, keep striving for strength, wisdom, and courage. You got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.